I was speaking with a group of people and I said, currently, the mood of the city of Monrovia is like when you live in a house and both parents decide they're going to have a divorce, and children just tend to be wondering what their fate will be. There are too many national issues that need to be addressed. And some of these things are really not necessary. The distraction is not necessary and it's not healthy for our very young democracy.
You say in your press release that you are recommending the immediate suspension of Representative Ford from all legislative-related matters. Why do you want him suspended?
Well, first thing first, we heard that when the statement was made, there was a lot of conversation about this statement. Is it true? Is it false? Is it this? Is it that? And then he comes on the radio and say, yes, it's definitely him, but he was just joking. For a man who is referred to as honorable, who took an oath to defend the Constitution and to implement the laws of the land, it's important that a full-scale investigation is done. And while that investigation is ongoing, it's important that he is suspended as a kind of deterrent to any individual, whether in the House of Representatives or the House of Senate, who may decide that tomorrow I want to try similar things.
I think the House of Representatives, the way I understand this issue, is that Ms. Grace Baum was, cited for what, contempt. And I think the actions of some women's group, Ms. Miata Famwile and the acting mayor of Monrovia, Mary Brawl, that they went to, I think, interfere with this action of the House of Representatives. First, what do you make of the action of the women who went to the Capitol building to protest?
Well, if you read my statement, Mr. Borte, you will see in that statement where I said it was wrong. There is no gray area with that issue. We need to come to a place where our advocacy does not overstep the boundaries of the law. If someone has been cited to or sentenced to prison by some mandate, whether legal or illegal, in your opinion, let the due process of law take its course. And at the end of the day, you can go and do peaceful protest. But I think the manner in which the women went to the prison to take Superintendent Power from the grace of the sheriff, it was wrong. Secondly, women are custodians of all societies. And if we start acting like gangsters when there are issues taking place, how do we expect people to react?
Madam Bowie, you were given the task to help to reconcile the country, a position that you later said you did not want. Do you have any regret that maybe you should have kept that position to try, in your way, to try to bring the country back together?
Well, I can't say I have regrets. I have regrets that we as a people are still grappling with the way forward for reconciliation. A reconciliation for any nation does not depend on one person. And it's not an event, it's a process. Stepping away from that formal role does not in any way stop us or hinder us as Liberians from taking the way forward. So my regret is that we still are trying to find our way to reconciliation. Do I have regrets for stepping out of my formal role? Absolutely not.
You mentioned the action of the youth right now, which is, you said is regrettable, probably due to the high unemployment. What do you think can be done to help the situation?
Well, first thing first, I think adults who are leaders, all of us leaders in Liberia, really need to just stop exploiting these young people. We should be men and women enough to fight our own fight. And not use young people to do the fight. If someone is getting in your face and you feel there's a need for you and this person to trash things out, don't pay young people who do not understand exactly what is happening to fight for you. I think we need to get that very clear. That's the first thing. But I think also what is important overall is really for all of us from all sectors of the Liberian society to start thinking what it is that we can do to engage young people constructively, because the energies of these young children can be used in a constructive manner for some community service, for something to be done, for other things to be done other than going to protest and going to do mob justice.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank Thank you, Mr. Bortens. Always a pleasure talking to you too.